OTAs is a place where you bond with your teammates. You start to get better, you know, start to create chemistry with one another. You know, every day that we came out here, we work. You know, we work, you know, going in the meeting room. You know, we meet, and those are things that just getting us better as players, you know. But now, you know, today is the last day of OTAs, and, you know, you got to continue that on. You know, continue that on off the field. What you do behind, like I said over there, you know, what you do behind closed doors, you know, it shows on the field. So, you know, if you're out partying and all that, you know, you'll come here, you'll be out of shape. But, you know, if you choose to go by it the right way, you know, it'll show.
How do you handle your 6 weeks?
How do I handle my 6 weeks? I spend it with family most of the time. You know, I try not to get distracted. And, you know, try to do the little things, you know. Try to get better at things I know I'm not good at on the field, you know. Studying more. And that's basically it.
How much you work out? How much you get on the field?
I work out every day, mostly. You know, I probably take one day off, probably all days I work out. But then I start unloading as training camp's about to start, you know, to actually feel better, which I do feel better when I'm working out. But that's basically it.
You gave that message to your teammates today?
I'm pretty sure they get the picture. You know, guys, you know, we had guys come in here, you know, vet guys, too, that have been talking. And, you know, they understand the message, you know. You know, had team meetings, you know, less distractions, you know. And it's the better opportunity you could get. So, you know, trust me, I'm living proof of it. You know, I 2 years ago, you know, I probably wouldn't even be here. But I understand the distractions, so I'm good.
Plan on spending July 4th this year?
I'll be out the country.
Out of the country?
Yeah, I'm always, I told you that 2 years ago, man. I'm out the country every 4th of July.
Where'd you go last year?
Sweden.
And this year?
I'm not telling you. I'm out the country.
I'm not, I won't follow you.
I'm out the country.
All right, what you got to do is follow
him. Hey, how about?
I'll tell you anyway.
There you go.
How you been clicking so far with the rookie newcomers on the line, Avery Moss and Dalvin Tomlinson?
You know, as rookies, man, you don't know what to expect when you're coming in, you know. I mean, I used to be that guy, too. You don't understand what you're into, what you're about to get into. But, you know, I think, you know, us as veterans did a good job of making them feel comfortable, you know, of coming in. And you know, it's okay to make mistakes, you know, because I still make mistakes to this day. You know, but we made them feel comfortable. And, you know, I told them any situation I got, you know, you can call me if you want to talk about plays, you know. I'm here to talk, so, you know, that was basically it. We made them feel comfortable, and they're okay.
How is your physical? What kind of shape are you in?
I'm in great shape. I could be in better shape. I am, but I will be ready to go come September.
Is this the best shape you've been in, you
think? Yes. I won't say it's the best shape I'm in. I'm still rehabbing, you know, doing the little things to get me better. But I will be in the best shape, you know, come the first game.
Were you limited?
No, I was not limited. I did everything in OTAs. You know, I thought I was going to be limited, but I did everything.
What are you looking to do weight-wise?
I'll be at the perfect weight, you know, to help me play better this year.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Do you look at your new contract as pressure to perform?
I don't look at my new contract as pressure to perform. I just look at it was an opportunity, you know, given to me. And, you know, I'm going to play it out and get another one. Hopefully I'm here.
Last question.
KPP, you dominated in Cleveland last year. That was like an on-back type of game. How often can you reach that type of dominance?
I think I dominated every game I played last year, not just Cleveland game. You know, that's how I see it. I think I dominated every game I played last year. You know, the tape, I looked back on the tape, and I saw a player, you know, was just only getting better, you know. So.
Could you talk about what Father's Day means to you?
Father's Day? I'm a brand new father. That's how I see it. You know, Father's Day is a lot, man. Just, you know, I can teach my son things, you know, I see my son grown, you know, spend time with him. That's basically it, man. You know, I'm still a new father. And at the end of the day, you only start by being a father by, you know, learning what your child needs. You know, nobody can teach you how to be a father. You just can see and hopefully you be a better father. He's going on 3. All right, cool. Oh, you know as I play for the Giants. You know exactly I play for the Giants. You might even know my number.